Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you are visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. This afternoon at the 3:30 Bible study class, Searching the Scriptures, we'll be looking at answering the question, what does Paul mean by Jesus being the firstborn among many brethren? This evening at the 5 o'clock service, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the book of Revelation. He will be expounding upon chapter 20. There will be a ladies' Bible study on Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. At the Wednesday evening service, we'll continue reading all the way through the Bible as we look at 2 Kings chapters 1 to 3. I also want to remind the deacons that we will be having a deacon meeting this morning after the morning service to go over the budget. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this morning and the insert in your bulletin for activities this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 40, verse 3. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. Luis will be leading us in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 32, Blessed Be the Name.
All right, once again, thank you for being here with us this morning. What a blessing it is to be in a place where it's nice, dry, and warm. Amen. Amen. Let's go into number 32, Blessed Be the Name. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number 477 at Calvary. What a blessing to think that at Calvary that we have a great, wonderful blessing when we go to the cross each and every time. Amen.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified.
Please stand and open your hymnals to 489. Glory to his name.
So much, please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus. He is our high priest. He is the one who took our sins away. And we are more than grateful for the work that Christ has done on Calvary Cross. And on this first Sunday of November, we celebrate together as a body of Christ here in the church and there in the large audience of the radio and internet, the Lord's Supper. We celebrate what he has done. He put his life for our life. He was justified. He was raised up into heaven, and our sins were gone for those who believe in him. We thank you, Father, and we pray that as we proclaim his truth, and as we teach his word, our heart will be free, even the hearts of the believers, that they will be free from the hassles of life, and that they will trust God, who says, the righteous shall fall 7 times and shall raise 7 times. And so, Father, telling us that always there is a hand from heaven, always there is a mercy from heaven who take care of us. Lord, as a church body, we do have some people with really serious sickness. We pray from Tom Curley. The hope is very little. And Father, we pray that those lungs who do not want to kick in will move. Those nerves that are there will do the work so that the lungs will pump air and exhale air. And so, Father, as we wait for another 5 or 6 days to see what happened, we wait upon you. And we pray for Karen in these very, very difficult moments. Thank you, Lord, for the time that I talked to her. Thank you, Lord, for the peace of the heart that she is under control of the mighty God. And, Lord, we pray for the family, for Dana and for Joby, and we pray for Karen's brother and sister and all of those who, and even for Curly's son who is here from Virginia. Father, we pray that in these very, very special moments, your hand of mercy and Tom and your hand of mercy on the family be seen. Lord, we miss the Plikas, and we know that these are very special moments. The surgery went well, but the recovery takes time. And as I was chatting with Mildred, Father, we pray that she accept the circumstances in which she are now. Lord, I remember when I was injured. I was young then. I was 20. And I thought that this was the end of the world for me. And it was hard for me to accept the recovery, the time of the recovery. And I think that's what's happening here. And I pray that you touch Mildred's heart and mine, to know that she will be well. She cannot ride a bike yet, but she would. So who knows, now in a year or in 2 years. But Father, help us to look up and not to look down. And I know when we are in circumstances like that, it's very hard. So we pray for your mercy and your grace upon her life, and also upon our brother, Plica, who is so kind and gentle that even he buy enchiladas so that she be happy. And so, Lord, if he does this again, I will eat it for him. But Father, how blessed we are that we see the love of a couple who care for each other. We see the sufferings of Brother Joe as he looks to his wife. And so, Lord, again, we pray for your mercy and your kindness and your way of the Spirit to enable us to look up. Lord, we have John Silva, who is much better than what was before, but not yet home. And we pray that you will deliver him from whatever is really locking him to be a full and full recovery. Aunt Peretto is still in home. And Lord, we learn today that Lori Campana fall, and she is okay, but Lord, she needs glasses and she needs things. And thank you for Maria Silva, who assists her and care for her. Lord, we get older and things happen to us. But there is one thing that will never happen. We'll never will lose that relationship with God through Christ Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We have a couple in our church, even though they are young, now they are grandparents. And we talk about Fred and Deborah and Mildred. And Lord, Amanda was here in this church when she was very little. And now she's a mama and have a boy, Adam. And how wonderful it is to know that our children are growing and they have children. Lord, you promise us to bless our children, four generations. Thank you for the blessings upon the meals, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, Father, we are grateful that we have missionaries, that we have people every place with different functions. But today I want to pray especially for a missionary that this coming week is leaving the mission field and coming home. And so, Father, I pray for the roads, that you will give them a direction, that you will give them a place to stay, a place to live, and a new direction in their life. I do not know the details of surrendering his work, but I know he did a good job. And so, Father, thank you for this missionary. I pray for the safety of their life as they fly from New Guinea all the way home. Bless us and give us a wonderful time today as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, another important column in the building of God. But Father, above all that, I want to thank you for the support of your people, for their offerings, and the support of the people in the radio, the support of the people in the internet. They are marvelous, and they keep the ministry just afloat. One Sunday we go down, the next Sunday we are floating. It's just beautiful. They keep us on the alert and keep us saying, I am the one who supply. I am the one who cares for you. You just do the ministry. And so thank you, Father, that we, the people of Bethel, love you and want to do your will. Give us enthusiasm. Help us to look up rather than down. Help us to overcome ourselves and to be with the power of the Spirit to live with the joy of the Lord. Thank you for the offering. Thank you for the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. And before the special music, I just want to read the email that came to many of us that Deborah is a grandmother and so Fred. And they have a beautiful boy, 20 inches tall, 5 pounds and 11 ounces, and his name is Adam Reynoso. Reynoso. How precious, all right? How precious. Okay, let's give a hand to the grandparents, all right? Praise the Lord, and now you may take the offering.
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1248. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. Please stand now for the reading of God's word. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ and the body of Jesus Christ that was given for us, and we pray for your divine spirit to be upon this place, to guide our hearts and our understanding in your word, that we may draw closer to you. Be with our pastor, be with our preacher today, Pastor Otero, as he brings forth the testimony of your grace, that our hearts would be turned towards you, and that our lives would be transformed, that we would become more like Jesus. Bless us today with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.